The parable of the sower is all about faith. Christ is the sower. The seed is the word of God that contains divine truths. And the soil is human souls. And back then the sower didn't have a combine or machine but spread it by hand and the seeds could go anywhere. So too God gives his faith to all who are waiting, who have a receptive heart to receive divine truths. And this parable has four outcomes. There's four ways in which people receive the faith. And our Lord then goes on to comment in the longer version of the Gospel how the faith is lost. But what's remarkable is that only 25% of those who receive the word, divine truth, keep it. In other words, 75% lose the faith. And by the absence of people in the church, we know that's a reality. How do they lose the faith? Well, our Lord goes on to explain. The seed sown far and wide. Some falls among the rocks, the birds come and get it. Others fall on shallow soil and it doesn't produce because there's no roots. And others are choked by the thorns that suffocate the growing plant. What does all that mean? It's simple, really. St. Pope Gregory the Great said that those seeds that fall out there and the birds come and pick them up, those birds are symbolic of the evil spirits, Satan, temptation. There is another world out there, the dark world, and much of that involves temptation, deceit and lies. So there's people who come into the faith, rejoice that they are Christian, but then suddenly they start to doubt. Suddenly they feel tempted to give up the faith. Priests are pedophiles, the Pope just wants our money, why bother? And they lose the faith. Some time ago, several years, I had a large group of people for a baptism of a child, about 100, many were young. And I said to them, how many are not baptised? At least a third put up their hand. And I said, if you'd like to see me afterwards, I can give you a quick meal, discount, it's a Sunday after all. And as we went out, I talked to some of them about being baptised, and they were most receptive. They took the bullet and said, well, ring your father. They never did. Perhaps they went home and saw a documentary that bagged out Christ in the church, or something came along and deceived them or tricked them. They're the birds, the evil spirits that lay deceit within our hearts. And many lose faith because of that. Secondly, the seeds that fall on shallow soil don't last because they have no roots. Come adversity, such as dry weather or the wind, and they are pushed over or just die. And many people come into the church at different stages, maybe RCIA, because of some issue in their life, but they don't put down roots, which simply means they have a shallow faith, perhaps a pious faith, but they don't know their faith. And therefore, come some issue in their life, and they just disappear. We need to know our faith. We ought to be able to explain the Apostles' Creed, list the commandments in some form. We need to understand how the sacraments are to be received, and we should have a daily diet of prayer. Prayer, sacraments, commandments and creed make up the fabric of our faith. And if that's there, then the roots will penetrate and we will withstand adversity. Many, however, don't. Thirdly, we find people put down the roots, but then thorns, or rather I'd say thistles. You go out to some people's place, there's more thistles growing than clover or ryegrass. The thistles come up in a patch and they suffocate, push. Of course they have thorns. Anyone who's tried the pure paddock of thistles knows how difficult it is. And those thistles take over. They're the thistles or the thorns that eradicate the faith in people. They do have faith, it goes down, but that faith is suffocated by the pleasures of this world, by comforts, by perhaps addictions or other issues. You see, people come into this country from other cultures where they practiced, where they believed. They come here, within 6 months, they stop going to church. Why? Because all the pleasures and attachments and worldly goods of this world suffocate, almost overcome what faith they had. So there are the three ways in which the faith is lost, has been since day dot and still is today. What's fascinating is that our Lord says the seed or the faith that's planted on deep soil, the roots go down, they produce a crop. But notice the crop varies. Some produce 60, some 30, some 100-fold. What does that mean? Simply this, that we are in the game of life. The game of life is set up by God to enable us to pass into eternal life. And as in any game or football game, you've got everyone playing on the field, and that's what's most important. We don't change the rules of the goalpost, we play according to God's rules, but notice different people play in different modes or abilities. Some people can take that high mark, others can kick that goal from a distance, others just kind of back up and support the others. So we have different players doing different things on the field to make the one game. So too in this life, some people will excel in the spiritual life, some will just plod along but keep doing their duty. The point being, God has given us all talents, all abilities, and he'll give us the grace, if we ask, to manifest and motivate those abilities and talents so that we do his will. And so therefore we shouldn't be looking, oh, look at that person, they take that great mark, in other words, they're doing astoundingly well in their faith. We'll just do our bit, asking God for the grace to persevere and have faith. Let us remind people that the faith is a gift given, like the seed sown. We want everyone to produce a harvest. If they don't, it's not God's fault. The seed is fine. It did germinate. It's ours. So we pray that we might persevere, and the best way is the simple rule that was passed on by missionaries to people going out to new lands. And the simple rule is simple, something for God each day, each week, and each month. Daily prayer, we connect to our loving Father in heaven. And of course the Rosary, the great daily prayer to say. Weekly, Sunday Mass, as you've come. And lastly, confession, once a month. By doing those three things, daily, weekly, monthly, we stay connected, our roots go deep, and we shall, one day, produce a great harvest. Praise to Jesus Christ.